Next case, please.
The next application is 11,734. Roger and Joyce Green seek a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a medical hardship. Sections 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Hearns Pond Road, approximately 2,617 feet east of Conrail Road. The 911 address is 8137 Hearns Pond Road, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 120. Specifically, again, it's a special use exception for a manufactured home for a medical hardship. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
8137
Hearns Pond Road, Seaford. And do you swear or affirm the testimony about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. You can step up there.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Joyce Green, and I'm applying for a medical exception to place a trailer on our son's property. There's no really houses that close to it. The yard is completely fenced, and the pond is in Hearns Pond is behind the house, and there's no neighbors behind the house.
Okay.
And there's trees beside where the trailer is going to be, and we're going to plant more trees as well. That's our plans, and we know this is not to exceed 2 years and renewed annually by the Director of Planning and Zoning.
Okay. Okay. Let's see if there's start with any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Record.
What type of home is going to be?
It's a mobile home.
What year?
2016.
2016. Yes. Brand new home.
Yeah.
You're going to have landscaping around it and all that kind.
We're going to have a deck around it, and we'll probably put some shrubs around the front of it.
Okay.
You know.
And you'll have parking in that area?
Yeah, up from the trailer. Yes.
Now, I'm sure that you've checked with Denrack and you have a sewer agreement.
We've done all that.
You're going to be able to use the same sewer?
Yeah, we've done all that.
Okay. No other questions,
Mr. Bergman?
You said on the next lot, there's nothing to beside you?
There's a house like in front. You can see the house in front. Our trailer's going to go back there like where that tree is.
Okay.
And like I said, the pond's back there. And there's not much over here that can really see it. There's even more shrubbery than shows there. I don't know when that was taken. And then there's a little teeny blue chicken house there that people come there and live every couple weeks out of the summer. And they said fine, they didn't have any problem with it. And but that's, no one else can really see where it's going to be. My son's garage is up and it hides a bunch as well, plus there's trees there.
Okay.
No other questions. How would you answer this question? Special use exception, okay, means it will or it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. How would you answer that? Yes, no?
I say no.
Thank you.
Mr. Ruff?
Questions?
Mr. Ruff, I had one, but go ahead.
I take it there is a medical hardship that is the reason for this?
I have several medical problems, and I just need to be around family. The only family I have is my son and his family, even in the area.
Right.
And no one else. I only had one son, so one child to help me. And I need help walking at times. I need help with, I've fallen several times. I have diabetes. I have a special immune system where I have to have shots every week. I have to have needles in me and IVs going through me every week. And I just need a lot of extra help. I'm not as fast as I used to be.
Okay. I see you got it from your doctor.
Are you going to have a driveway or something going back there too?
Well, my son's driveway is right there. You see where the red car is, and we're going to put some, put a pad right there beside it that we can go back with a sidewalk kind of.
Okay.
To
your trailer.
To the trailer, yes, sir.
And you had mentioned that you're aware that its approval would only be good for 2 years and is renewable every year after. If the board were inclined to approve this, and there's no guarantee that they will, if for some reason you were to leave or the hardship were to no longer exist, the home would have to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're aware of that. Okay. You mentioned you're going to be planting some trees. Are you going to be planting any trees that would limit the ability to move the mobile home out later?
Oh, no. Okay. No, not at all. It'd be along the side of the fence line.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Those are the only questions I have.
Okay.
Ma'am, you did say it's going to be a driveway, not a walkway.
There'll be a, it'll be a drive, it'll be right there beside, can you show them, hon?
Yeah.
I can walk all the way over there.
The driveway, the home would be right in here.
And we'll be a driveway, not a walkway, a driveway.
Yeah, driveway.
Okay. She was saying walkway.
Yeah, well, I meant we'll have a little sidewalk to go to it.
Okay.
Yeah, from the driveway to the.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
No other questions. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone in favor? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. If you're hearing none. Okay, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no more discussion, I'd leave in the case of 11,734. I don't believe we've heard anything in the testimony that would indicate that the special use exception would affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I would move that we approve case number 11,734.
For a period of 2 years.
For a period of 2 years.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Rickard, that we approve case number 11,734 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,734 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, that is everything for this evening. We've got two cases that we have tabled, 731 and 733 to our next regular meeting, which is the 21st. So hearing no other, there being no other business, Chair will open for adjournment.
So move.
Have a second.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call.